morning. Today is Monday, Columbus Day. Schools are in session, but we don't have our school guy here. Is he, like, playing hooky?
I believe he is out of the area seeing family.
Hooky?
Yeah, basically.
All right. Fair enough. That's right. I've got to do this. You got to do that. Hang on for a sec, folks. Okay. I'm trying to find a good, why do we say that? Oh, here we go. This is kind of associated with the trades and stuff. Sort of. Blowing hot and cold. Why is a person who changes his name, or pardon me, changes his mind, said to blow hot and cold?
I would say they just simply can't make up their mind. They're hot and cold.
Okay. When you blow with your mouth puckered up, your breath seems cold. When you don't blow as definitely but leave your mouth loose, you blow hot. So when a person starts to say something then stops, his mouth first puckers and then becomes loose. He blows hot and cold.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if it's worth retaining or not. Probably not.
Probably not.
But it makes more sense than blue blood.
True.
Oh, let's see. Today is 10-8. All right, we're ready to go, folks. Morning, everybody. This morning, Jack Shepherd is with us from, I don't know, Office of Ed, CR, kind of all over the place, huh?
I'm everywhere.
Now, I'm not going to call you a blank of all trades.
I appreciate
that. Because I'm sure others have done that.
I get that often.
Yeah,
absolutely.
People thinking that they're creative and then laughing, and then you have to suck it up.
Yeah, I've heard this before.
Yep. Yeah, kind of like, you know, how tall are you? Is it, what's the weather like? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, get creative,
come
folks.
On. They can do it.
One of the things, Jack, we've heard an awful lot about over the last probably 18 months to 2 years is a reinvigoration, refocus, if you will, on the trades, whether it's was it jobs to career, career to jobs, you know, that kind of stuff, a recognition and kind of a making it cool again to be in the trades rather than chase a four-year degree. I think a lot of that probably has to do with the cost associated with the formal education.
Absolutely.
And where the payoff point is down the road. But when folks talk to you about, oh, not a four-year degree, what do you share with them?
I tell them straight up that is they need to look at it as the trades should be looked at equally with that four-year degree. They're on the same plane now. You know, you've heard it many times that we've got a skills gap right now. We've got a situation where we've had college pushed real hard at these high schools, and now it's starting to backfire. We've got students that are coming out of college realizing, well, now what do I do with this degree? And quite often, what do they end up doing? They go into the trades. So what I'm doing is I'm going to the local high schools and sharing with the students all these different possibilities in regards to trades. I'm bringing local industry with me, and they're bringing in hands-on opportunity for the students to learn about what they do, and then we do a follow-up with a field trip to their local business.
One of the things that I would suspect people don't think too much about is where is that break-even point? A college degree, let's say it's, what, 20 grand a year?
Yeah.
Just to grab a figure. I mean, it's not a private. Obviously, it's not a private. It's not a public. It's somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
20 grand a year times five, $100,000. Finance fees on top of that, blah, blah, and you stretch that out. So for most folks, it's a significant investment. And it's a premium investment on top of whatever it is that you're going after. Now, let's mm-hmm. say we're going a history degree, an anthropology degree, an archaeological, things that may, let's see, English lit, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of things that give you some skill sets, but not necessarily an employment path.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where is the break-even point versus going into that trade school initially and going, okay, I want to play with water. I want to play with power. I want to build a house. I want to blanket, you know, I want to stick plants in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it might happen to be. Where is that break-even point down the road? I've seen some people say it's like 58, 59, 60, somewhere along those lines. And you've got all the stresses associated with it. And the trades guy tends to be able to buy a house a little bit earlier.
That's true. You know, I went to college. I got my industrial technology degree, my teaching degree, my administrative degree. And, you know, I'm putting it to use right now. Don't get me wrong. But I also had friends that started out in the trades. They're making more money than me. They're happy. And they have no debt.
Those two are kind of intertwined.
They really are. They really are. You know, I would say that it needs to be looked at in two ways. There are students that I see that are simply not ready to go right out into the trades right away, right out of high school. Their maturity level, for one. They really haven't figured it out quite yet what they want to do. So a junior college is a good opportunity for them to figure that out. You know, talking to some of these employers, they're saying there are some students that they're just simply not ready yet to be in the workforce, and maybe going to a junior college or some sort of a trade school may be okay. Get them ready for the workforce in that way.
Kind of lets them grow up a little bit.
Grow up a little bit, exactly. But then there's the students that they're ready right now.
They have a hard time
sitting in their chair. They should be a carpenter or whatever.
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Jack Shepherd, tradesman of all sorts. How's that? Does that work for you?
Yeah, that works great.
All right. Jack, at this point, you'd said before the break that there are those that are ready for the trade schools. Out of school, boom, they're there. When we were going through, I can think of four or five buddies that, what was it called? Work experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they went off and they were working in the family biz, doing what they, you know, what those businesses are. Didn't miss a beat, rolled out, happy, happy. Farming, you know, obviously ag would be another area that could occur. There was no need for college at that time. Okay. Now there's still need for computers and things of that nature, but I would suspect that a lot of us that think we need to have our kids go to school, college, for certain types of exposure. Okay, we got a fair amount of computers around here. I'm sure you've got some with the CAD systems and things like that. Those are taught on site. Those are specific to that business.
Correct.
Not this broad overarching, okay, you need to know how to, well, and maybe you'll never run into that. For me, it's kind of like, you know, physics. Okay. Yeah, I got three or four things. I get it. You know, things fall on you if you don't pay attention. Gotcha.
Sure.
You know, but you follow the codes, you follow the programs, it's all there for you.
Yeah.
Taken care of. So where is this separation between real and imagined? Where do you sense? How many seniors graduating could go to a trade school and benefit? Do you have an idea?
Boy. You know, not off the top of my head a number, but I would say, just from the the tours that I've been taking to all these high schools, enrolling them into the Trades Academy, the excitement I'm seeing from these seniors of them being able to see what's available in regards to local, just local industry.
Curtains opening up.
They go, the light bulb's coming on already. They're excited. They want part of this. They're like, really? I could be a truck driver? I'm like, absolutely. You get your class A, you can start making money. It's not very hard. And what I'm doing is I'm bringing in local companies to the school. Say it is truck driving.
So the transportation folks.
They bring the truck there. The students get to check out the truck. They can do what's called a bit inspection around the truck with that trucking company. Let them sit in the cab, check it out. You like this? Okay, well, the next step then is this is what you do. And that's just trucking. We've got all sorts of different topics.
I would think going on a building site.
Absolutely.
You say, okay, are any of these things interesting for you?
And what we're doing is we're bringing the students to sites. In fact, we're scheduling one this week where the students that are coming with me, they're going to get to go ahead and frame up a wall, get their hands dirty, have fun. And the neat part about it, too, is kind of tricking them into math. Math is a tool. And when I taught shop, I always thought, students really just need to see the validity of a lot of the things that are taught in school.
Yeah, the application of whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When it's just, something thrown at you in a book versus it being used as a tool, then again, the light bulb comes on again. Hey, I do need to know the Pythagorean theorem if I want to figure this out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You want that square? Oh, 3, 4, 5. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good old 3, 4, 5.
Got it.
Absolutely.
Got it. Do you find, Jack, a lot of these kids just haven't been exposed to this stuff? I mean, I don't know if I was privileged or not, but, building a cabin, okay, yeah, we know plumbing is this. If you're using PVC, you got the purple stuff, you got the real glue, you slam it together, you count to 5, you don't get it on you. Okay, I mean, there are certain basic things that come pretty routinely, I think, for folks that may have been exposed to certain things.
Sure.
Okay, now if you haven't been, yeah, brave new world.
Exactly.
So do most of the kids have experience to go, yeah, I really like doing, and they've done it, or it's deer in the headlight, and oh, really? Yeah. Milk doesn't come from cartons. It comes from fields with cows in them. I mean,
it's beginning to be that way, absolutely, because what it is they're not getting those exposures. And there's a lot of things that have changed over the years. I think a lot of us, when we were kids, we were building tree forts and hitting our thumbs with the hammer and
go-karts that would wipe out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And experimenting. And then we're seeing this generation, I hate to say it, they're on their cell phone. They're in front playing video games inside. They're
more virtual experience than real experience.
Absolutely. So then when you get to this point where you've got these trades out there that are available, yeah, they are kind of deer in the headlights because they haven't seen it. And the idea of this program that I'm doing is to go ahead and go to the schools and say, hey, did you know these things are available? Did you know that if you want to go ahead and learn this certain trade, I'm bringing in the employer. They're doing a hands-on activity with that student. And if you like it, let me know. I'm going to let you meet that employer, and maybe we can get you employed.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:30. We will be back.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Jack Shepherd, Trades Education Liaison. Oh, you're French, too.
Didn't know that.
Oui, oui. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, American Ag Credit, Murphy's Markets, and Humboldt Termite and Pest Control. Jack, considering some of the different options that are out there for those youngsters who are inclined, or at least intrigued by the concept of trades, you got police and fire, you know, the safety part of the program. Okay, everybody's kind of familiar with that. If you want to be a carpenter or a roofer or things of that nature, you know, the young kids tend to be the ones who get to drag things, carry things, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
I would suppose that that's an oversimplification of what those jobs are, and that if somebody really does want to get into it as a career, there is a broader breadth of experiences, perhaps, than just slinging roof shakes and dragging around 2x4s for somebody else to put together?
Absolutely. A lot of these trades, you know, they are going to start somebody out, like I tell all the students, on cleanup or something like that. But I always ask them, why do they do that? And they look at me with this blank look and says, because they want to see what kind of worker you are. Are you going to show up on time every day?
Sober.
Can you pass the drug test to get your foot in the door? You know, is your cell phone put away while you're working? And then once you've proven yourself for a week or two, or maybe a little more, then they start handing you more and more responsibility. And with that being said, you know, the students, once they get that concept down and they actually start thinking more further ahead, they come to realize, yeah, there's going to be a definite learning curve of what I have to do, and there's going to be challenges. But there is, I think what you're asking me is there a lot more to this profession? Absolutely, every profession. And there's so many facets off every profession.
That's the thing that I would... You know, with the T-ball generation, now I guess it's plural, is that there's this presumption that, okay, I need to start at middle management because I'm worth it.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you what, bucko, perhaps not. You know, and 2 days on the job does not make you an expert in the industry. I'm sure you're familiar with some of these folks. I'm familiar with a lot of folks also. Today is different than last year, significantly different with some of the different changes that are going on out there. To stay abreast of your field is a challenge. To stay abreast of your job is even more challenging. It just trying to master something, it's a lifelong pursuit.
Absolutely.
So for some of these kids to, okay, 2 months, I've figured it out. let's have a little humility here, son, and figure things out.
It's something that I'm hearing too, just working with a lot of these local businesses. You know, we've got these baby boomers that are retiring, and one company says it takes 3 journeyman level employees to fill that one spot for that baby boomer that's retiring. That skill set.
That's got to be frightening for some of these businesses that have got a bunch of us olders in that series.
They're holding on to
looking at how do you replace? Mm-hmm. How do you find 3 journeymen? Okay, what does it take to become a journeyman? And what are the costs associated with that?
Absolutely.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And getting them trained up, these new employees, so that they're at a level where they're proficient. And the other part of the equation is once they're trained up, what I'm hearing is being able to hold on to them.
Yeah, retention.
The retention. There. So I'm hearing some different things. I mean, a lot of the employers, they're taking more of, instead of the top-down approach, more of a team approach. and with this millennial that they're working with, and that tends to work out better.
So like a project team, let's say the foundation guys, there's a group that are four, and they just keep doing that over and over, which makes sense if there's enough work. You know, you get an area like ours where perhaps there's not that much new construction or remodeling going on. How do you keep the team intact unless it's a team of two?
Right. Well, what I'm hearing, though, is we do have a lot going on around here. We have a lot of construction going on. In fact, there's a lot of businesses that would love to expand, but they do not have the employees to expand.
You're saying in the trades or just across the board?
That is the trades that I've been working with. You know, when I got this position last year, one of the first things we did is we went ahead and we interviewed schools. We interviewed students, administrators, teachers, parents. We also interviewed businesses and business owners. And there were some themes that came up. Yeah, definitely.
I think we touched on two or three of those already, right?
I think we did.
Yeah. Those seem to be endemic, and I don't know if it's just of our area or rural areas or businesses in general. Show up on time. It's not an advisory that you start at 8.
Be early.
Yeah, as a concept, you know, you may not be able to check in, but be on site 4 or 5 minutes early. Not an hour early, 4 or 5 minutes early.
Absolutely.
As a concept. Is there a possibility of having a facility where XYZ plumbing and 123 electrical don't have to train on the basics, but to have a general area? These are a trades training academy. Mm-hmm. And then you go off into your areas of specialization, maybe a three-monther. I mean, a real basic of here's what the skill set is. Here's what these folks are looking for. Here's your safety issues. You know, you don't want to walk around in tennis shoes on a job site.
Right.
You know, unless you like going to the hospital on a very regular basis. Yeah. Wardrobe preparation, all those types of things, so that then when they start going to some of these businesses, they already kind of have a general sense and they don't have to worry about some of those really bare bones basic stuff.
That's part of what I'm doing. Absolutely. We're going around and we're showing students these safety items that, of course, have to be worn on the job site. But the success skills, too. Coming in on time, shaking the hand on an interview, the eye-to-eye
contact,
part is huge. But, the work ethic piece. Getting those basics down is something that we're working on every time we meet at a school site and I bring in a presenter. The things we all want them to hear is that they need to have these success skills ahead of time. And they're hearing it over and over.
Things that families used to tell you. So again, I guess we lose that not having a shovel syndrome.
Yes.
We talked about that one during the break. No need to bore everybody with that one. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 844.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to L.A. will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like L.A. is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Jack Shepherd. Jack, if somebody is interested in this or their kid or grandkid is interested in this, do all the schools in the area, is it the high schools, is it the junior highs? How do you reach out? How do you make contact? How do you find out more?
So to find out more, they can go ahead and email me at jsheppard@hcoe.org, or they can go to the Humboldt County Office of Education website at hcoe.org and look for CTE, Career Technical Education, and we'll be right there for the Trades Academy.
Or this thing called the telephone?
Or the telephone.
Or show up in person kind of thing? Knock on the door?
Yeah.
You know, that face-to-face thing is kind of
a
quaint little historical thing that used to happen.
It's worked out well. Going around to all these businesses, putting a face on this project, it's been fantastic.
I would suspect that there is nobody that has any feedback that's less than positive on this thing.
Everybody's positive.
Yeah, I mean, because I think we all recognize that there's such a crying need.
Absolutely. And the businesses that have stepped forward, they're basically what I'm hearing is, how can I help you? What do you need? They need it.
Yeah, you don't have to explain. You don't have to sell me on it. Just let me know. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Hey, thanks again.
All right, see everybody tomorrow.